going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We have multiple 911 calls from the area, not just this street, but adjacent streets as well. They're reporting a loud explosion. The immediate vicinity, the residents were reporting the house had exploded. Within 2 minutes, our patrol officer confirmed that those reports that the house had exploded. The Town of Hamburg police officer facilitated a rescue of one of the victims, the male victim, pulled him from the debris pile, and he got immediate medical attention by the first responders from one of the 20 agencies that assisted us at the scene. So currently, we have Captain Baker is going to discuss and mention the victims' names and their conditions. We did have in addition to the two residents that we had a police officer from the Town of Hamburg Police transported and released from a hospital, and we had a firefighter from the Lakeview Fire District seek medical attention and was subsequently released in the evening. So Captain Baker will discuss the victims and the victims' names.
The two victims that resided at the residence were John and Joeen Pease. Patrol arrived on scene rather quickly. They were able to locate Mr. Pease in the debris. He was critically injured. Several patrol officers were able to remove him from the area, facilitated his transport by ambulance to ECMC. Currently, he is in critical condition. John's wife, Joeen Pease, was found deceased sometime after we located John. Those are the only two occupants of the residence, husband and wife. They both resided at that location, and those are the two victims. Again, with Sean's point that one police officer did suffer smoke inhalation. He was treated and released at the hospital. A second officer with a minor ankle injury, who was also on scene during the rescue of Mr. Pease.
So today brings us a lot of investigation. The fire investigators are here working on their investigation with the assistance of the Erie County Sheriff's Department and also the New York State Office of Fire Prevention and Control, the Fire Safety Division. In that division, they're assisting in the investigation. We have insurance adjusters for the homeowners as well that are here investigating. And we, as you can see behind us, excavation crews. We're working on making and rendering safe the damaged residence as well as the original building, as well as the adjacent one that suffered substantial damage. So that is going to be engaged in the emergency demolition very shortly. Our building inspection department has gone with National Fuel representatives through the area to inspect the adjacent residents to ensure that their gas infrastructure is safe and it's safe to repopulate their homes and ensure and document the damage that was sustained on adjacent homes. The Public Service Commission is involved as a matter of procedure for National Fuel. They are notified as an investigative piece to make sure that the public utility is doing everything that they can to make sure that the residents are safe. That's all we have. If you have any questions.
Was it a gas explosion?
That is all part of the investigation. So the investigators are leaving no stone unturned. So we just know that the house exploded, and they're attempting to determine what the source and the cause and origin of that explosion was.
It looks like a gas explosion.
And that is a, you know, that you can surmise that, but we're going to you know, continue the investigation, and that will be brought out when the investigation is complete.
Just to be clear, this house next door is going to go to, it's lost.
This house behind us, yes, is lost as well.
Were those folks home? I heard they were on vacation or something.
That residence was unoccupied.
The house right here you're talking about?
Correct.
What about the other house?
The other house was occupied by one adult male.
I know you can't speak specifically to where they were located, the victims, but you can confirm they both were inside of the home at the time?
They both were inside the residence at the time of the explosion.
This brave officer who went in and rescued...
I'm sorry, sir?
The brave officer who went in and rescued the male victim in this case, is he the one who was hurt or no?
That is correct.
Yes. Okay, so he sustained some smoke inhalation.
The smoke inhalation.
Yes, sir.
The guy who got here and got in there and got the guy out. How long did it take him to find the female victim? How long did it take?
I can get you those numbers. I don't have them readily available right now. But
was it a while before they...
It was hours, yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, the building continued to burn. We had to take care of the utilities. We had to stabilize the utilities and such. So, and it was just, as you see, that it was just a pile of debris. And we were going through the pile hand by hand, pulling it apart, extinguishing fires as we went along.
Were any of you on scene here yesterday? What was actually happening?
All three of us were, yes.
Describe to us what it looked like as you pulled up, what you saw, what you heard, what you smelled.
Bill was probably the first one here.
Yeah, so I was the first one here. When I came around the corner, there was debris all over the road, people everywhere. There was reports of different things going on that we had to figure out real quick, that were some were untrue, some were true. And it obviously was a chaotic scene. You know, just look at what's behind us right now. So it not every day we see this. There's no way to prepare for it. So that's one thing that, you know, falls into, you know, what went on. So
yeah, pull up to a chaotic scene like this. I mean, what is your first, what's your mind going to? What are you thinking about first?
Just the safety of the public and the safety of the residents that, you know, are around. Because like I said, we pulled up yesterday and all these houses, there was people out on their lawns in the street trying to help, you know, and we had to get apparatus in. And so we had to move some people out of the way, but everyone was great in this neighborhood to, you know, kind of stand back and let us do our jobs.
What can you say about the neighborhood response? I talked to some residents, and a lot of them said they were looking to help in any way they could.
Yep.
If responders were coming, what can you say about the people that did jump in? There was a police officer that was down the street that ran over here.
Yep.
A couple other people.
Yeah, so everyone, we kind of just started asking questions. If they knew anyone was in the house at the time, if anyone was in the adjacent structure over here, and we just kind of pieced it together, and we got great information from the residents, which, you know, always helps us out. So
was Mr. Pease able to say my wife is still there? Was he
I was not part of that. I was taking care of the fire side of it,
yeah.
So I didn't take care of the rescue side,
right.
So I don't know. Exactly.
There was a lot of information being processed. There's a lot of information that we were dealing with and juggling. Mr. Pease did provide information that his wife was in the building because that was, you know, one of the money questions. Some of the misinformation we dealt with was that there was kids involved in the incident. So we had to process all of this information flowing into us, and we relied heavily on the neighbors, the first responders, and the resident that was inside the building.
John, what was it like for you when you showed up on scene?
So I'm here as a support role, and I just supported the fire department and whatever means they needed to coordinate the response. There's a lot of assets. We had over 20 agencies here. We call the City of Buffalo Collapse Rescue Team because they are the experts, right? So we have a lot of subject matter experts that are here to assist us. So like Chief Schnorr said, we don't see this every day, okay? We can prepare for it the best we can, but when you get on location of an incident where there's one house involved, it's one thing. We didn't just have one. We didn't just have three. We had multiple residents on each side, across the street, behind the residents, on the next street over, we had to account for as well. So we wanted to make sure we had to get our arms around it as fast as we could, but also as thorough as we could to make sure that, you know, we didn't have victims that we weren't accounting for.
What's the condition of the man in the home?
Taylor,
go ahead. What's the condition of the man in the home to the right?
He was just minor injuries. He ended up staying in his camper in his driveway. So last night before we allowed people to repopulate their homes, we had a team go around and assess, you know, we had National Fuel go, our building inspection department, a police officer, and a firefighter, a fire chief.
So
just to assess each residence to ensure that it was safe for them to repopulate. Patrick?
When we have reports of hearing and feeling the explosion 3 miles away, when you get that many calls, first of all, have you ever had a situation like that? And how do you kind of deal with the community response?
So the, yes, we have had instances where we've had, you know, explosions where we have reports. Social media is very, very robust when it comes to reports, and we just have to vet through that information. And we'll be continuing to do that today to see what was reported, a lot of the videos and the pictures that are out there. Community response, the residents are very, very supportive in this area and all through our community and probably Western New York. I've long said that when things are at their worst in Western New York, the community rises to be their best. So we see that repeated time and time again. I cannot confirm that.
The officer was on patrol, he was on duty, he was in the area, and he did feel and hear the explosion. His response was very quick. He called this out probably, if not at the same time, within seconds of the phone calls coming in, requested all available cars to respond to the area, and he was in fact the first on scene due to his proximity.
And this was the officer who was injured, treated at least?
Correct.
Okay. And let me also ask you this, maybe for the assistant chief here. How difficult is it going to be to determine the origin, the cause, when a home is flattened like this?
So that's not, So that's not my expertise. I would have to leave that over to the police.
So we have a fire investigation in the town of Hamper Police, and we also have subject matter experts, resources, and partners at higher levels. You know, the New York State Office of Fire Prevention and Control that was here, they brought their assets here. Erie County Sheriff's Department brought their fire investigation unit. So we routinely work together with other agencies, and that's really what it's all about, is the, you know, collaboration, cooperation, and coordination for instances like this.
Do these neighboring homes have...
Kristen?
What would you say the next 12, 24, 48 hours is going to look like?
So for fire-wise, the building is going to be demolished, this next residence. We're going to secure the scene, and then the fire investigation unit is going to continue doing their investigation. Probably they'll be back here in the neighborhood canvassing neighbors looking for Ring doorbell cameras, any kind of video that may have captured it in adjacent homes. And then they're just going to canvass the neighborhood and speak to residents to see what they saw, what they heard, and any other information that they can gather to glean on their investigation. Do you have anything additional to what they might encounter?
So I will comment, I'm not a fire investigator. These fire investigators do receive training. They know what to look for. They know what to collect. They document the entire scene, collect the physical evidence. There is a lot that has to be done here, which is why we will be cautious in what we say the cause is here. We are not going to speculate and say, yes, it was probably this, or no, it probably wasn't this. These guys have a lot of work to do, a lot of evidence to collect, a lot of things to examine and to take into consideration. And once they have a pretty good grasp on what caused this, we will release that information.
Are there other homes around here still without the utilities, gas service, electric, anything like that?
No, I believe National Fuel did just isolate it to the three impacted residents.
Okay.
Power obviously is here working on the connection and disconnection of the various utilities.
Was the house right here, was that on fire when emergency responders responded right away, or did that catch fire a little after the first?
That caught fire from the debris from the original building.
So when responders arrived, it was already...
There was fire on the roof.
And you talked about trying to canvas the area for any maybe video of the explosion. Have you obtained any of that yet? And if not, I mean, if there are people that do have it, what are the resources that people can use?
Sure. If they have doorbell footage or have information, we encourage them to contact the Town of Hamburg Police Fire Investigation Unit. Detective Napo is leading that investigation, so they can contact the police department and reach out to him if they have something that can't wait until tomorrow. But they will be back in the area tomorrow.
And you said there's no other houses on the street other than these two that suffered structural damage at all?
And I'll use the words of Captain Baker last night, the catastrophic damage, correct. There are there are garage doors that are pushed in. There are windows that are blown out in some of the residents a little bit further down the street. Very, very cosmetic, nothing structural. Just the three main buildings right here.
John Pease remains in critical condition in ECMC, as far as you know?
As of this morning.
And it's Joeen.
Correct.
Yes.
Joeen. They were a married couple.
Correct. Correct.
And Captain Baker, I just want to go back to the police officer. I mean, what does that say about what he did yesterday going in and being that person to question?
I would say it's remarkable. We all like to think that we would do just exactly that in that situation. Not until you're put in that situation do you really know. He acted bravely, and he did an amazing job, and he should be commended for that.
Were there reports of any other injuries from any other neighbors? We heard reports of a woman report she might have been hurt, gash on her head. Any confirmation of any injuries?
We did not treat any additional people with emergency medical services on scene. We did have some residents in the next street over that were complaining of the acrid smoke that was bothering the respiratory system. None of them sought out any medical treatment.
Were there any pets in the home that was...
There was a dog that was rescued and is in the emergency vet and still alive.
From this home?
Yes.
When will this house right here be coming down?
Very shortly. Okay. Like within the hour, yes.
Hi, my name is the house your firefighter with you?
He's good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, He was one of the firefighters that helped the officer pull the victim out, and he just exhausted. So they just wanted to take him to ECMC, get checked out, everything checked out. He was back with us, so he's doing great today.
I find it incredible that everyone here was volunteering. They've been here, what, 14 hours now?
Yep.
It's incredible.
Yep.
What would you say to the men and women who serve with you? And I mean, I know you guys are always looking for recruits, so here's a great way to help your community.
Yeah. This town, these fire departments that are in this town, we work so well together. It's, you know, and it was a challenge, but we also had Buffalo Fire that came in with us, and that was, you know, that was my first time ever working with them, and it was like we worked together all the time. They came in very professional, and it was, we got the job done, and you know. I would say we're not necessarily going to classify something as suspicious or not as suspicious at this time. We will collect the evidence, we will review all available facts, and we will make a determination. I will be hesitant to say whether or not we feel this is suspicious. It was, again, a catastrophic event. You hear the call come out as a house explosion and you think that's horrible. Not until you arrive on scene and see the magnitude of what took place could you possibly grasp the scene here. And again, our fire investigators will be working extensively to gather all the facts, all the information that is available, and they will determine the cause.
So did he tell you anything to lead you to believe this might not be accidental? I guess maybe another term.
I don't want to comment on any conversations with Mr. Pease at this time.
About how many first responders were here responding at the time last night, do you think?
Well, there was over 20 agencies represented, so I would say well over 200 first responders that were here from New York, you know, from our local volunteer fire department to some departments from the town of Evans, Eden, Orchard Park, Boston, and then we had county officials, state officials, so well over 200 responded here.
Sean.
Yes, sir.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls.
Any other message to the community you'd like to put out at this time? This is obviously a high interest situation.
Sure. We appreciate the sensitivity of this incident, and we appreciate the residents not coming down here to view for themselves. There's enough information out on social media. There's enough posts out on social media that they can gather their information and see what happened down here from that source. We appreciate it's a very narrow street. We have a lot of activity going on down here, and there's not a lot of parking. So, and we appreciate the public staying away and utilizing the social media and the media yourself to provide the story for them to get the information that they need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.